Chapter 2. Henry scanned the list of passengers from the van while he sat in a camp chair in front of the smoldering fire on which we'd prepared dinner. I allowed Dog to inspect the sprigs of dried grass near the edge of the gravel lot near the white-tailed cabin. It was cool, but the warmth and smell of the fire made the place feel close. Two whites, four native, two Cheyenne and two Crow. Nice even numbers. I glanced around, enjoying the solitude of Custer National Park after season. So this is still pretty much a hunting cabin? Yes, he mumbled. That would explain the bunk beds. $30 a night, that's pretty good. I lifted my almost empty Rainier and took a final swig. God bless the U.S. Forest Service and keep it strong. Firewood included. Pulling Dog over, I unclipped the leash, figuring I could trust him and that no one would complain, seeing as how there was no one else around. He immediately abandoned me to sniff the plate at the bear's feet, which still contained an uneaten quarter of cheeseburger. And he stuck a boot out to block Dog's path. If you want the rest of my meal, you must ask for it politely. Dog sat. Very well. He moved his foot and Dog moved in, eating the burger and threatening to devour the paper plate until Henry took it from him. He scratched Dog behind the ears. I know it smells like food, but it is not. He tossed the remains into the fire, prompting a flare and brief sizzle. What's wrong? The bear glanced up at me as Dog sat beside him, expecting more scratching. Teresa on Moon. What about her? He reached down and picked up his can of Rainier, lowered to such a level of culinary repast since I was the one who had brought the supplies. Can you imagine having a son shot, one daughter run over, another committing suicide, and then having the last go missing? No, I can't. I thought about my own fragile little family. I'd imagine it'd be enough to drive anybody over the edge. I walked around the fire pit and sat in the camp chair opposite him as the sparks flew up between us like bad choices or mediocre consequence, unsure of which was worse. What's her relationship with Jaya like? He grunted. Bad. How bad? Very bad. He resettled his can by the leg of his chair as Dog lay down beside him, head on paws, staring into the fire. Teresa's mother, Jaya's grandmother, Big Biddy, kicked her out of the house when she was a teenager. He motioned with the file in hand. She is the one who reported Jeannie missing the night they came back from Billings. She was living there with her grandmother? The bear smiled. Yes, you will see her at the games, with a lot of hair and a purple and turquoise sweater wearing buttons of her grandchildren's faces on her bosom. That's a lot of buttons. It is an ample bosom. He stared at the fire with Dog, his hand wandering down to scratch the ear so the beast flopped over onto his side, displaying his light-colored belly, which the Cheyenne Nation dutifully scratched. Teresa would go up to the bars and Billings, the tough ones on the south side of the railroad tracks on Minnesota Avenue. Reservation row? He nodded. She would drink with men she knew, men she did not. He sighed. I think Jeannie and Jaya are the only two from the same father. You know him? I know of him. Worth talking to? Everyone is worth talking to at this point in an investigation, yes? Yes. I deposited my empty into the cooler and took out another ice-cold Rainier. So I guess we need to talk to all the family and friends and see if we can find any patterns in the notes that Jaya has been receiving. So the focus of your investigation would be Jaya and the notes? I glanced at him. That's what Lolo asked me to concern myself with. Why? It appeared that your queries might concern Jeannie. Only peripherally, for now. Good. Why good? It seems to me that delving into the tragedies of the One Moon family might begin an unending journey. That doesn't sound like your usual hopeful self. He sighed, continuing to scratch Dog's belly. There are a few glimmers of hope here. I'm going to want to go back to the Prior Creek exit and knock on doors. North or south? South. He smiled, putting his hand up from Dog to raise his beer to his mouth. he sipped, and then made a face. How can you drink this? I sipped my own and smiled back at him. This is a fine macro brew, you elitist.